All right, so what did we learn this week?
Whew.
What a week, right?
Yeah, it was a good week, man.
Fuck.
Okay, so I'm going to say.
We got in a really heated argument on the Tuesday show. I mean,
a little bit.
We still love each other, but we were, everybody, I'm not even sure if anybody heard anything because we were all talking at the same time.
What were we arguing about? I don't remember.
What?
We were arguing about.
Dude, I got ADD.
About the kids and hating the kids.
The man hating the kids.
You were wrong.
And Beyonce was on that bullshit ass point talking about it's the man's honor to stick and hang in there.
That's not what this show is about.
And then me and J Mac was a piece of shit.
This is the one.
Because we abandoned our kids. You know what I'm saying? Just
do better.
That's what we learned. That's what we learned.
Fuckery. He's like, we just some fuckery shit.
Do better. Do better, nigga.
Post leaving the kids and pre leaving the kids shit.
You 911 your family, nigga. You 911 your family.
He said, we have no honor for our fucking kids. Bullshit.
That's some courage.
You know what I'm saying? So
we learned Jay Smooth has no idea why he went to military. It wasn't for you, listeners. So if you thought for an instance,
no, he said it
to thank your veteran.
He said he wanted a discount.
You weren't thinking Jay Smooth.
No, you nigga. I'd be the first to fucking admit, nigga. I when I went into the military, it wasn't for to fucking do anything for the country, my nigga. Hey, I was trying to get out of mom's house and shit like that. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? It was just a job. It wound up being just a job for me.
If I would have ever gone into the military, it would have been the Air Force. There was an Air Force base, like, the next town over from where I stayed. And plus, you got free airfare, right? You got free hops to go.
In the Air Force,
you get to travel a lot for free. So that was,
you know what's
that
funny? I never traveled. You don't have time. That's a myth.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. How many times did you travel?
I could have traveled more, but
How many times did you fucking travel? Why do you always do this?
On the plane?
Yes.
A few times. No, I came back and forth to Atlanta.
No, not home. How often did you travel?
I didn't.
Never.
You don't because have to. Why was that so hard?
No, but I'm going to tell you, the only time that shit like that does work, them hops that J-Mac is talking about, if you already overseas where you can go close, and because I had a homeboy that did it, but to fucking do from state, because nigga, you're not guaranteed to get a ride back.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? No. You can't do that
shit. Oh, it's like standby?
An officer will come bump your ass.
If a motherfucker going home on leave, nigga, because to get with their family
and some shit. And it's really rank. So yeah. an asshole who's two ranks above you is going to bump
you. Nigga, you can't do that shit like that now. You can't be hopping like that.
And you can't take your girl with you unless she's in the military. Right. It's either you and your homeboys. So it feels like you're going to use it, but you don't really get to use it. I did fly off of the aircraft carrier back to the States one time. Crazy. The craziest feeling. Well, no. That was crazy, but it wasn't as crazy as landing back on the aircraft carrier coming from shore. And I wasn't on a jet. It wasn't a...
Hilo?
No, not Hilo. I was on a fucking... biplane,
right.
Like the cargo plane.
Right.
Oh, wow. That big heavy shit, C-130. Right.
So I never understood
it. It catapulted
that.
Us off. So we felt the... and then blah, 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 picked up. You know what I'm saying? We fell. We looked like we were about to fall in the water.
Right.
And then we went back up. But even the jets do that.
The catapult, though, that's how they get you guys
it
in the fly.
You off, yeah.
But the stopping, that's my point.
No, so the stopping wire is a wire. It's just a fucking metal wire that goes across the runway and it has two pulleys on both sides. And they tighten, it's a little kind of loose while they're dragging it to where it goes. And they kind of tighten it up a little bit. So when the plane hits that shit, it has to hit it perfectly. There's a hook on the back of the plane.
Yep.
A fucking hook.
Right. No, I seen this shit in Top Gun. Remember when that nigga didn't make it?
Yes.
And he had to go back,
he had to go
up,
back
and,
up.
Yeah.
We had to do that when my plane because we missed it the first time. So I think it's called a resting wire. That's what it's called.
That.
So you hit their resting wire and it stops
it
you.
It stops you.
But it stops you abruptly.
Right. Because it has to, nigga. There's no runway. You better stop abruptly.
It's the wildest shit in the world because I remember pulling. I flew, I think, from Italy maybe. Where was I at? I don't remember where I was at. But. Getting on the plane, I was like, oh, fuck. We got into the water. There was nothing but water everywhere. And then you start to see this little bitty little dot. Next thing you know, it's right there by you. And the aircraft carrier is as tall as the Empire State Building if it's standing up. But it's laying down, of course. But it still feels like nothing compared to the vast ocean.
Right. It's a run. It doesn't feel like enough to stop us from fucking...
But the crazy
going 500 miles an
and
hour.
And this motherfucker hit a sharp... He goes past it, hits a sharp turn, and comes back around down into it like a fucking... bird
like
something.
A roller coaster of shit.
Nigga, fuck.
Yeah, but it's crazy if you miss that shit and how fast they gotta pick it right back. Just give it, nigga, because you got that short runway, nigga.
You don't have a catapult this time.
Yeah, this time.
So you really drop down.
Yep.
That time. Yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, you don't get to do it as much as you think you would. I don't know how I got off on this tangent, but you don't get to do it as much as what else did we learn?
I learned that, you know, beefs are all good when they, all beefs are, all is well, it ends well in a beef.
Yeah.
I guess that's what, that's how it
Well, it's really good, you know what I'm saying, when you have guys that recognize, you know what I'm saying, they recognize what it really is. Because, see, I don't know that they recognize what was happening.
No, I mean, I think they did. Montius always knew.
Yeah, that's why he was kind of cooler on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying not to say anything as
you're
much.
You're like, man, you got a BB gun, buddy. Like,
so that's how you gonna do it?
They got AKs.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you know.
I learned.
Much love.
And much love. Much love. Shout out to the notion, isn't it?
Shoot from the thigh.
Shoot
from the hip.
The show is a good. I've donated to the show.
I like the show.
I've donated to the show.
I like the show.
So that's why this beef is it's a beef now, but
it's not.
No, not anymore.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. But I've donated to the show before. I like the show a lot.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of good stuff to say, and I like both of those brothers, man. So, you know, I'm not sure how they feel about us.
Did that nigga got a GoFundMe for his hit? I mean, I'm sorry. My bad.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Stop it.
My bad. Because you was talking about donating, and then you said both of them.
He had to get a hit replacement.
All right. I learned that... this ain't been my motherfucking mic fucking thing the whole time.
Is that mean,
no.
You might got a
I might have fucking
chicken pox on your lip.
Well, we already learned, nigga. You got herpes there, nigga, because you had shingles, nigga.
That's what when you saw me look up there, I looked up and I saw my mic cover sitting up on the fucking speaker, and I'm like,
why would you pull it off?
Your shit gonna look like the Nutty Professor next week.
Why would you even pull this shit off at this point?
It's too late now. Yeah. I'm trying to help them. Maybe they don't want it, because I done spit on this thing about 4 or 5 times. They don't want this.
You tongue kissing Crystal.
Yeah, nigga. That,
who is Crystal?
Who be kissing horses?
Oh, I'm not touching that. Yeah. I'm not. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Mr. Ed.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's all good.
Do you know something that we don't?
No, I mean, she always be fucking with a horse. She got a horse.
Like the donkey show?
Like a horse. She got a real horse.
Like the donkey show?
How you know?
Because I see on a...
Are you talking about a black dude with a real big dick?
Like she got
a real like horse.
A real horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a horse anymore.
Shit, she be posting these motherfuckers this recently. Like,
uh-oh.
She still got a horse.
Somebody's stalking.
No, because I'm friends with her on Instagram and shit.
Friends.
Like that.
Friends? Yeah. Y'all are friends?
Yeah.
You smashed?
No. I don't think she's smashed because she know I ain't shit. So she
nobody thinks you're shit though.
If she let me smash, that's her fault. You know what I'm saying? I conquer that too.
Conquer. Okay, Genghis.
We learned about conquered people and how America is the only place where conquered people like are sore losers.
Yeah, obviously. Because you know who else lost in America too?
Who
it that? Ain't just the Indians.
Who that?
Mexicans.
Mexicans.
California used to be Mexico. That's fucked up.
True.
California is the third largest economy in the fucking world.
I thought you were about to say Kyrie.
You say California is?
California is the third largest economy in the world.
Seriously, what are the first two?
I don't know. Let's see.
Then why do you have that stat? Why you only have half the stats? Because
I'm from California, so I know that part of it.
Yeah, but when you learn that, you are like, well, shit, we're third. Who the fuck is one and two?
I thought that was pretty impressive for a state. That was good enough.
But you don't even know who the other two are.
Nah, why? They're not states.
It would be more impressive if the other one is like two countries.
They are.
So that's what I'm saying.
What are the two largest economies in the world?
Here's a summary from Focus Economics. The world's top 10 largest economies. United States, China, Japan, Germany.
Yeah, why you stop it?
No, I didn't. She did that.
Oh, but that wasn't... California went three.
Is California the third biggest economy in the world?
According to Wikipedia, as a sovereign nation, California would rank as the world's fifth largest economy, ahead of India and behind Germany.
Okay. Fifth.
India and Germany, though. Fuck.
That's huge. Fifth. So if you're Mexican, I think that's kind of fucked up because California used to be yours.
Yeah. So, well, no, they weren't shining like we were.
No, but it was Mexico still.
No, but the reason why California is shining like that is because of how America did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Mexico was, they was using it wrong.
What?
They didn't
have the right tools to dig the gold?
They made it a hot line. We made it a hot song. You know what I'm saying? They weren't using that shit right. We got bars,
that's
nigga.
True.
Gold
that's
bars.
True. Gold bars.
In them their heels. Yeah, we stunned on California.
Yeah.
That shit was never going to be what it... We brought it to its full potential. You know what I'm saying? That's totally different.
That's fucked up. I forget what that nigga's name was in Zorro, who they took it from.
You talking about the Gay Blades Jace movie? You probably know. Who was that guy in Zorro?
But the guy who they took the land from. The
Speedy Gonzalez?
No, he was a famous, you know, again, you know, this was high school. I wasn't really paying attention.
Nobody watched the Gay Blade, dude.
No, but it was a real dude.
Yeah, but nobody watched it.
With Antonio Banderas and Selma Hayek?
No, that was later, wasn't it? You were in high school when that came out, weren't you?
No, but that's the... No, I was in high school when they were teaching me about this shit.
Oh, Zorro was real?
No, the guy who they stole the shit from in Zorro movie was real.
What?
Don something.
What?
Don...
What?
Don something.
What?
he was a Don something.
From Tijuana?
So is that where they get Dons from?
Where?
In Mexico?
I don't know, because Don Pablo...
Right, like the Dons are...
I think it's just...
like the mafia things are Dons, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. No idea.
Came first, the Italians or the Mexicans?
Came first where? To America?
With the Dons.
They were here already.
The Dons, I'm just saying.
Like, oh, I don't know.
Because, I mean, that is that a Mexican thing? Because I know, like, Don Julio.
Huh. I don't know. Next movie, you have any input?
I want to talk about that. I was saying what we learned. We learned French Reggie's about to go in the diaper disposal business.
Yes.
French Reggie is what the fuck?
Yeah.
What
he had that container shit down pat. He knew the square footage. How many?
But he's going to have a Nigerian partner.
Yeah. So yeah,
he's going to get hustled like a motherfucker.
If you're not a premium subscriber and you don't know what French Reggie is up to, because he can't put it on Instagram because the Chinese government will take his containers.
They will take him.
Yeah, they will put him in a container and bend the air vents.
Closed. So
by the time the nigga get to Nigeria, he'll be...
What was that? Was that The Wire?
That was The Wire, yeah.
I knew that fucking air vent on the motherfuckers got bent. Yeah, it did not end well.
Yeah. They just stuffed him up in the goddamn back somewhere.
That fucking air vent. Oh my gosh, that would be the worst.
It would, man. That death would suck.
I'm getting out.
But at least you'd be comfortable. All them fucking cloud fluffy ass diapers.
I'm getting out.
It's probably inside boxes. Do they give Africans boxes?
What's the African paying for a diaper? I mean, what's the markup? Like, I mean, the profit. I'm just trying to see how much you're going to make.
I would say that diapers are a luxury item there, so it'd probably be pretty expensive. Because it's not like you have to have a diaper. You can just let shit run down your leg.
you just put that nigga in like a fucking cheetah skin or something and just call it a day.
It's definitely a luxury item.
Yeah, no, that is that posh.
Like, diapers last you...
What? I'm laughing at that meme is in my head, that little boy with that diaper on. that's why I've been laughing last few minutes, because that meme is in my head. You talking about that nigga going down to the water and that motherfucking diaper. J Max said all the motherfucking cotton just run out that bitch just because
they in there just scrubbing the motherfucker, just dumping it out.
You have like revisionist history. I'm the one who said that.
Yeah, he does. And he does that to me too. Like,
all the time, right?
J Max, did you say that? No, nigga.
You have a revisionist history.
J Max, you said something. I was trying to get this.
Me too.
Well, I learned that there was a little 8-year-old Mexican girl that has 165 or 60 something.
Oh, yeah. You said she can't be smart and have a good body. She got to have a fucked up body. All Mexican got fucked up bodies.
God don't give you everything.
Yeah, God doesn't give you everything. That's just normal, though.
So if she's that smart, you got to know that something else ain't right.
So what Precious got? What did she have going for her?
Fi head, I bet you.
No way.
What? She's hella smart then.
Precious?
Precious got to be hella
smart. Did she have AIDS?
She got to be. Well, maybe she wasn't that smart then. She should have chosen.
Did you see the movie?
No,
she had AIDS, right?
I thought you were talking about the real actor.
Oh yeah,
actress lady.
I'm talking about the real person.
You were talking about the lady with the face stuffed in the skin.
Gabby Cinnabon.
Yeah,
Cinnabon.
I thought you were talking about that girl with her face stuffed
this
in her skin.
This nigga said Cinnabon.
That's what I thought you was talking about. And I was like, you know, her. I bet you she's really smart.
No, she don't seem very smart.
I saw a movie where she played a sex symbol. I think. What was that? And he hit it. Yeah, what was it?
Like when she smiled, like, nah, don't smile.
That's not it. That's not it. Not like that. Not like that. All I said was that obviously, she graduated from high school. Yeah. She's fucking working on 2 degrees.
Smart as shit, though.
2 degrees at 8 years old.
And I need to reevaluate my life.
You do, because if you have any of that in you.
I know. What the fuck am I doing? I'm wasting this shit on a podcast?
Listen, hold up. We've come
I'm wasting this shit on a racist, prejudiced fucking sexist,
yes,
misogynistic.
And when you could be making the fucking app that we came up with to help each other fucking
detect, was a good idea, though.
That was a great idea.
Why the fuck didn't I develop that?
Well, people will fucking did STDs and you fucking just tap it and you'd be like, nope, we're not compatible.
Yeah,
like,
it just gives you a color. Yeah. And if it's not the color, if it's not green.
We're no go.
If your colors are red, we are not compatible.
I'm not saying you're hella fucking contaminated.
Right, but
you just don't match me.
Right.
I got shingles, nigga. You got herpes.
Could you imagine being a clean nigga like myself? And you go out in the dating world and like pretty much everybody you bump got, you know what I'm saying, gives you that red. It's like yellowish oranges.
Got that Mel Gibson.
Everybody
shit,
gonna
like
be like, oh, you could just ask them. Have you had chicken pox?
So what color?
You could just ask them.
What color are you going with?
Have you had chicken pox?
I know red is a no-go, but what color? It goes from red to orange to yellow to green. So it's kind of like it's not just yellow. It's like green to yellow to orange to red. So they're varying degrees of yellow.
Yellow orange.
So you're right between yellow and orange. What yellow about orange, you, Smooth?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
You said what color I would be?
Listeners, hold up though. You should have seen Fiona's face when he asked this nigga if he understood.
You said if that you would accept a motherfucker, what color you accepting?
Yes. What color would you accept?
Be honest. Answer is no.
That's not the correct answer.
No, but the answer to your question to him.
did I understand?
Okay. Is no.
So I'm assuming that you're green, right?
Yep.
So the way that my app.
What?
I'm just yellow. Saying for the sake of this argument.
Okay.
For the.
No, like you said yellow.
A hard red, yellow?
Gotta be, yeah.
Bright yellow?
I think my yellow would have to be between yellow and green. If I'm green, yellow I would need green between yellow blue. And green. I don't.
What color? Red and yellow? What color makes blue?
Why?
Why would yellow and blue? Who said blue?
Who cares?
Who the fuck said blue?
I think you're trying to get back to primary. Who cares?
Who the fuck said blue? Blue's nobody. Not one of the choices.
It's not, but if you had mix, if you're
yellow
in between.
To green to red, nigga. So that's green, a little bit of yellow, a little bit of orange, a little bit of red, hard red. That's the sliding scale.
Yellow. All yellow.
So I'm saying I think I may, if I'm green, I would need green to yellow. I don't think I could do a full yellow.
I'm a risk taker.
You and Jace move alike.
No, he said yellow.
You said yellow. No, you said yellow orange.
Yellow orange.
Wow. Orange.
It's not red.
You're right.
I mean, orange is its own color before you get to red.
Shit, what's chicken pox?
It got to be yellow orange. Chicken pox, I figure, is somewhere in a yellow orange color.
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.